In the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Tes. Vina Menal, if we can taste the masla, to begin the Gemara, inami palga palga b'chul. Or even if it's 50-50, how can you execute someone? Tes says, Tim, it's a wonder, because wait, Aliba the man, Kamasa Kochi, according to which opinion is the Gemara saying this? Because, Eli the man, if you're going according to one that says, Makit of Tezvav, and Beis Astra, Sabak Lav Shema Astra, that when you give a doubtful warning, it's not considered as a valid warning text to go to prison. So, but a lot of time in this suffering, the fash lahakli, even without the reasoning of, well, because of doubt to a person's life, you would have to go lenient. What if particularly with time into love shema asra? You should accept them because there's no warning, you don't know who he's going to kill. Fulas rilon, the svegla hachmer, even if you hold that in the doubt, you go stringently. So, what do you have to say lahakla? You went stringently, there was no warning. And me, love the man, the masra, subject shema asra, and then you can go into the one that says, yeah, doubtful warning is considered a warning. So actually, how do you let him off the hook here over here? And then to Yeshua Yisrael Harag, if it turns out that he killed a Jew, but actually this opinion holds that you're liable when he hits this one and then he hits this one. Meaning, the Savakav, even though when you originally won, you didn't know which one it was going to be, and the Benais is something we're leaving over a garbage, Amalai Al-Tais, don't leave over, which it was doubtful, but you hold that you're going to be liable, so actually why here would you be exempt then? Yisham Tetzvut, you can say, no, the Shami Hasan, there it's different. Sheidea Bebiru, there you know definitively, Sheyavu Devad the Isser, it's going to come to a definite Isser. Im Yisir is going to leave it over, or Im Yaakosh name, or we can hit both of them. Shemach Yishma Asra, therefore it's considered, it's called Asra, even though technically it's a Suffolk. Abahach, Behim Bezari Gevin Legav, when you throw the stone inside, any day Sheyavu Devad the Isser, you don't know for sure it's going to come to Isser if he does his action. Shein Des Miyak, you know it's going to hit. And therefore, even according to that Mandamar, that's why we said that. You have to come onto the svar, suffering the mashal hakel, even if you don't need a astraz vade, that would not qualify over here. It's only over there we know definitively if he does it. You just don't know if he's going to do it. The next test matter begins with mechol kabul kemechza merza dabin, and I mean it's stationary. It's like 50-50. Test the mahakad nafkel mechol duchti. From here is where we learn out to all the places where we always mention this idea. Kedisa perikam the ksubas, as the gemara in ksubas after 12 manav explains, this is the source. And since his retainment is a wonder, because Reb Shimon, the less lehach drasha, he doesn't hold it as drasha. So Manoli, where does he know this idea? I mean, he disagrees on this interpretation. So exactly where does he know this halacha? Me'elam, don't say, oh, Mishum the Meskinon, because since the Gemara comes out, Reb Shimon Kiri Abi, the Yalav Nesin Nesin, he learns out the Gezgeshav, the Gemara goes Tamad Be'ez, Nesin Nesin, the Be'yatale, and therefore, oh, he does have, it's extra for him, Be'arvloi, to teach this teaching L'chol Kavua. No, okay, because Da'akat L'tan Be'chizkia, then still according to Tan Be'chizkia, Alim Reb Shimon, it's gonna be kasha. Menolei Kol Kavu. Where does he know Kol Kavu? Because he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yehuda Gamliel Be'i says. But moreover, keeping the Pater Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon exempts Afilu B'Kulam Yisraelim, till the old Jewish Achiyem L'Plenin and Maskavim, till he says I am intending for that person. So Le'Shachel Mitzri Klal. So it's not possible to make such a drasha at all, because it even if they're old Jewish. So where does he know this idea of Kol Kavu Kemechzed Merzedami? Yisham Tzitz, we can say, is the Yishal Farish, you can explain, Reb Shimon, that actually, B'tish Yisrael, L'machad Kuti, 9 Jews and 1 Kuti, V'oman, he says, L'oysay sha'imitsham, ani miskavim. He says, I'm tending for that person. The Miftah, the only reason why you're exempt, is mitam kol kavua, and you know that Miva Arvloi. And because of Chiyai Gavna, actually, such a case, Kul Yisrael, but the old Jewish Chayiv, actually would be liable. So that's, this could be the source. Next test, Maslow, which this Dibur belongs on later on Amad Beis, test the Maslow, Mafkim Drabon. That Tan Bechizkia is not like Rabbi and not like the Rabbana. Shtei says, Tim, it's a wonder. Because the Beperik Ilanaris and the Gemara Subedaf Lamadal and Bey is the Sagadadach Meikara. The Gemara originally assumed the Pligi Rabbi Yechim Rishlakish, what's their dispute? Bechivim Mesa Shaigin, when someone by mistake committed something that he'd be liable for the death penalty. Ibiturman and Tishlumen, that's what the Gemara assumed that's the Machlekes if you're exempt from payment. Eloi or not. And part of the Gemara asks, is that really possible? Mikel Mandam, is there anyone who holds Chayyam that you're liable? But Tan Bechizki, but you have Tan Bechizki that said that you're Pater. And from that question, Muki Plaktayu, the Gemara ends up explaining that the Machleik is actually Bechivim Malkishagin. Regarding when you commit by mistake, something that you'd be liable for lashes. Says Taisis, my Kush, what's the Gemara's question over there? But you have over here Tanoi, the less Luhut Tan Bechizki, as the Gemara says, that as that different Maskel is going, you're Mafkim Drabon. But Yashamit, as we can say, is the Hadab Liga love. That no, it's, everyone holds of Tan Bechizki, as we see obvious from the Gemara with him. But this that they disagree over him in our sugya. La mishum deles lehu hekesha linyan mammon. That's not because they don't have this hekesh, regarding money. Achad b'had misa, that's mom and achad, someone else's money that had misa that's together with killing. Because kagod, for example, let's say zorich chetz b'shabbos. Let's say someone threw an arrow on Shabbos. Metchilas dalad l'sayev dalad. An area of four amas. And the tore someone's cloth as it was going. Everyone agrees that you can be potter. So let's say the case of the money, monetary value of the fetuses, the Bahadi Misa, the Isha, that's together with the death of the woman. Of course, everyone agrees that, you know, Chiba Misa's Shaygim will exempt you from the Chiba Tashlumen. But specifically here, regarding Arsugav, the value of the victim, Davka, over this specific plea, they disagree. Because that we have, the Torah reveals, as our Gemara quotes, when Satan Nefesh, which Rabbi expounds, means Mammon. That's where they disagree, but in general, you're right, they all agree to him. Miyukash, however, what's difficult is the Beresh and the Chanokin like a month. Gemara later on the Pidam of Beis Mashmet sounds like Dikat Tanoi there that there are Tanoim, or the less low Hekesh HaKlal, that don't hold the Beis Hekesh at all. Of Tan Bechizke, because the comment the Gemara says, Honi, Chlamanda, Manda Isle, the Tan Bechizke, El Manda Lesle, Hekesh, Lomli, but the one that doesn't have the Hekesh, what are you going to do? So you see that, so what's a good, again, so going back to the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Lamadalad, what's the Gemara asking on your Shlokash and Rabbi Yechanan, you see there are those who disagree with him. Yisham Tesimki says, no, but the Hindu Tan, the Beresh, the Rebchaga. That Bryce is the town of the Bryce of Reb Chaga from the south, where the Perek Dal Behei, and as the Gemara brings about becoming of Mbez and Medalev, the Darsh Anoshim. He expounds the word Anoshim. Can Skam Nezelazeh, that when they focus one with the other, Bishesh Asim Isha, even when there's an unfortunate event with the woman, Yanshu, they get punished. Alma Lesley. But on the Kamakim, Bixubis Chasha Bryce, the Chiski Iker Trey. But the Gemara Ksubis, you're right, that there is such an opinion. But the Gemara Ksubis considers the Tanbe, the Chizkiya, more primary, from the Chizkiya, but Reb Chiya, because Reb Chizkiya was the son of Reb Chiya. The Shah the Brysa Shalavav, and he would teach the Brysa of his father. Because I mean, like the Gemara says, that called Brysa, the Lame Masanya, Reb Chiya, Bechulu, and the Brysa not turned to Reb Chiya is not primary, so that's why the Gemara like assumes that, okay, how could anyone disagree with this? I mean, there is such a Brysa. That's not authoritative. Although, Yisham, another part you could say is the Ksubis, the Gemara Ksubis, the Lamahayim and Aleph. The Gemara has a coin to Reb Yechanan, the Kimle that he holds. Meaning, the Gemara is asking specifically on Reb Yechanan himself, because we know that he holds the Isle Brais to Chizkiya, because the Elbahu Perka previously on the Vlamdezim Abayz, and that's why the Gemara is asking, right? There are other opinions, but we know that he holds the Tan Bechizkiya, because Tan Hasim, it's taught within the Mishnah Bala Chayse Yeshla Knas. Someone has relations with his sister, he has to pay for the Knas of someone who's Ma'anas, a woman. The Parach, and the Gemara asks him, Mas Neitin, the Ilhin Alaikim. From the Mishnah that says these get lashes, if you have relations with your sister, we know that Allah is like Mishalim. You don't get lashes and pay monetary liability. Shani, Rabbi Yechanan answer, and this is what's important, is Rabbi Yechanan. He said, but La'ashabe, told me where there was no warning. So therefore, there's no lashes. Now, Rakhtani, say the same over there, says, Baal Bitoy. Someone has a relation with his daughter, in Laknas, there's no penalty. And they should miss us and miss the best, because that's a capital punishment in court. So you see that he himself is like Tana Debe Chizkiya, which is since it's Chimis Bezin, even so Shaygin, there's no Hasra, there's no punishment, still you're part of him Tashlumen. Now the question then is, what do they say about Gufe? So why doesn't the Gemara ask directly from Yechanan himself, if that's really the point? Lafisha Tarkal Hakshas, no, because then the Gemara would have to ask Metecha Diuk from all the inferences, Umaksha Bepshitis Haloshin Mebreis to Chizkiya. And the Gemara just asked simply straight up from the Breis of Chizkiya itself. So, says Yom Tev, you're going to say, Bekim Tun Bechizkiya, Mafka Medirab Nirabanon, like our Gemara says, and our Derem Maschel is going on. So, when the Satan Nefesh Begayim, but my Mokim Lay, how does he explain what does it mean when Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Libimam Libim Misa, the Tavai Mifter, he holds your exempt of both them. Miskavan Argazeb Argazeb. When you intend to kill one, you kill the other one. And v'deichel leimer, it's pushing it to say to lemukik ra that he's not going to explain the pasuk b'miskamal hargazeh v'hargazeh, that when you intend to kill one, you kill the other one. The hapshiti, the balchiari, it's obvious that that's exactly what the pasuk is talking about. Shemiskamal lechaveri, that you're intending to hurt your friend. So like it says, v'yinotza anoshim, that men were fighting. B'ksiven, it says, v'masin yir v'gaymer, b'ishin, the woman. And that's actually what the Gemara previously had a difficulty in Reb Shimon, having the Satan Nevesh, the Tachas Nevesh. My Abba, what does he do with it? Because how are you going to translate it? If you took him krub in the Skavan Loise Atzmai Shaharag, if you can explain the Pasuk when he's intending for the guy himself that he actually killed, so my Kashulate, so then what's the difficulty on Reb Shimon? So obviously because it's referring to when it's the other person. So for Tzarek Lema, what you have to say is Devadi Ashas Le Docha Kuli Hai, that the Gemara is not going to push it so much. But for Chizkia, and that's why the Gemara asked Shimon, but for Chizkia, what you have to say is like this. What does this mean? Din asin. What does that mean that if there was an asin? If he was intending for the woman herself. And then the Satan never stuck his navish, mamish, literally, okay, so he intended to kill her and he killed her. So then he's liable for the death penalty. Now, Bahash, what comes out now is save the Krah, the end of the Pasuk is din asin, means that there was a judgment of unfortune. Bresha asin mamish. At the beginning of the Pasuk, when it talks about asin, not the halacha of asin, but the actual unfortune, the loyia. Because the loyia asin, when it says that there wasn't an asin, la, but din asin, it's not the man. Halacha of asin, b'chol in shish asin, because anytime that there is a death, patul chizkia mimam, you're exempt from money. Elolo ye asin klal kam. Rather saying, if there was no death at all, then you can be chayiv to pay the monetary value, and that's how you have to explain it. The difference between asin and din asin according to Tanmi Chizkia.